We finally got the energy that was needed on the island. And of course, it did not come from an islander.
Mm-mm. Of course not.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Harrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Love Island USA Season 8, recap of episode 32. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, we're on our, we decided to set a goal last time we were on. And by the way, as we get through this, because a lot of stuff happening, we're going to do tonight, we're going to do tomorrow night, and then Sunday, we'll be back for the finale. And of course, starting next week, it's going to be the ultimatum, and Married at First Sight drops, right? So we're going to, I'm actually shocked that you're going to be here doing this two shows at the same time. And as I say that, then somebody threw something in the DMs and said, hey, how about this show? I forwarded it to you, and your comment was?
Nope.
All right, so no third. Okay, all right.
That's ratchet. That show looked ratchet. I was like, no, I don't do ratchet.
Why the Oprah Winfrey Network got to be ratchet?
Because it is. Look at what they do with Ready to Love. Ratchet.
Well, look, we're on our, we set a goal at 10K, right? We want to make July better than June, so do us a favor, please. If you're not subscribed, hit that subscribe button. We know a lot of folks watching that haven't hit that subscribe button yet. Please do that. Help us out. Let's get to that 10K goal. Tonight's episode, this is kind of what we were waiting for. We're waiting some of this energy. Now,
yeah,
as expected, they made us wait all episode for that energy. But let's start at the beginning anyway, okay? Okay. Because when things kicked off, we did get to see Kata and Trinity and this damn situationship conversation all over again. Are we still having this and why?
Well, we are, but it's because Kata's in her head. But I loved how Trinity handled it, because Kata explained how it hurt her feelings that Trinity called it a situationship. And Trinity said, look, where I'm from, what you're describing is a situationship. And if that bothered you, I'm sorry. But it doesn't matter what I think. If y'all call it whatever you want to call it, if you're happy, that's all that matters. Which, same thing we said last recap. Like, why does it matter what everybody calls it?
Well, that's because, you know what? It's actually not, because we know what it is. That's why. And the fact that she's mad. Okay. Is she wrong for being upset that nobody's just accepting what it is that she calls it?
Yes. That's her immaturity. Who cares what other people call it?
All right, so not exactly what it is, but it is what it is. All right, there we go. Yeah. The next day is family day, right? And the thing that I think irks me, by the way, CXM says, look, Kata knows it sounds crazy. She knows it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
She is forcing herself to believe this, and that's the problem, because now she wants everybody else to buy in. But let's be fair. They've been gaslighting each other all season long. We are 32 episodes in. This is episode 32. I can't believe I'm actually saying this. I usually joke and say crap like this, but we're actually 32 episodes in, right? And the problem is that they've been gaslighting each other this entire time. So now they can't be real. TaylorMade says, I appreciate how Trinity still stood on what she said, but also empathized with Kata.
She didn't really empathize. She just tried to make her get over it. I don't say you empathize with somebody and call them bitch at the same time. Bitch is just what I said.
Well, you know, it's like ninja. It's a term of endearment.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, she's not trying to be empathetic. She's like, girl, you do you. But still a situationship in my mind, but who cares?
Or in other words, like Anitra says, if she likes it, we love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, here comes... Look, counselor, we'll get to that in a second, okay? Counselor Toya, talking about y'all was mad at Anaya, and what did Melanie choose to do at the end? Hey, we still got smoke for Anaya. I still got smoke. Me, Mama Harvey, and Terrell got smoke for Anaya, okay?
And it's only because we know it pisses you off, Toya. That's what makes it fun.
Well, that, and it's actually still true. hey, Anthony said, Trinity said, here, damn, okay, we good. You all right, bitch? Yo, the way they keep doing that, I'm like, hey, there ain't gonna be too many more of them bitches around here. Stop it.
Yeah.
Couldn't be me. So the next day, man, family day, and the way they make these islanders actually fake celebrate, these fake celebrations are so cheesy. All of a sudden, everybody's overly excited. Family, I know I'm not the only one.
I mean, you know, maybe because we're older, we didn't maybe come from that type of family where we would like freak out and run to him. But
just even the thought that it's family day and it's like, ah, everybody's so it's over the top. I'm gonna jump in your arms just because it's family day. But we know what happened. Okay, guys, that wasn't enough. All right, let's do this again. You ready? Okay. And action.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Nice plug for Coffee Mate, though, wasn't it?
Hey, look, this is what, when you talk about advertising, this is how you advertise, right? Because the days of just running the commercials, because they had a commercial too, but the way they did this, and it's, you saw this happen in movies before where they put the Pepsi can and all this, that placement, product placement is one thing, and they did that. But then they even incorporate it, say it's, you know, Family Day presented by Coffee Mate. Then they showed a commercial and then we see it over and over again. Yeah, smart product placement. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Toya says they haven't heard from them in 6 weeks. It's genuine. I get it. I get it. Kelly, let's get right there, man, because, you know, first family that showed up was Trinity and Bryce's family, as Trinity's mom and sister. And Bryce's mom and grandma.
Mm-hmm. I was quite surprised to hear Trinity's mom say that the girl I dropped off at the airport is different than this grown-up person I've seen on the show. And in my mind, I was like, are you not going to address the giving an oral in the back of the car while you were driving to some dude? Are we not going to talk about that on camera?
You and I were thinking the same damn thing, because I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. At no point. This conservative mama not gonna go, hey girl, why would you come on these people's television and tell them what you did in the backseat of my car that I pretended not to know you were doing?
Yeah.
And now I gotta go explain that in church on Sunday. Look, Taylor Mays says mama must have forgotten about that. Now come on now. there's no way you forget that. She's you know what it is? She's waiting till they get off the island to have that conversation, because she wants Trinity to win that money.
Yeah, it's gonna smack her in the face. Girl, come here.
You know, because, and I really expected at some point, because as they're going through this, and I'm thinking like, Bryce's grandma, why didn't they send y'all to the hideaway? I'm like, that was the perfect time for Trinity's mom to be like, no, because we know what she would have done in there.
Yeah, what she did in the back of the car when we were on that road trip. Bryce's grandma was so cool, though, because she cracked that joke. Uh-huh. She cracked a joke at Kinsey about the turtle tongue comment she made about Bryce from episode one. She's been watching. And then my favorite is when they brought Zach over, and she made the comment that there's always one person underserved in a three-way. Since they didn't let Bryce get anywhere close to Kata. I thought that was funny, man. His grandma's hilarious.
She was funny. However, I thought that even Trinity's family would have something to say about Zach and Bryce. And there was nothing.
Maybe they're saving that for the oral in the back of the car conversation.
They're like, okay, when y'all win the money, we'll talk about that.
Pick her from the airport. Hey, get in. Yeah. So two things. One.
Little Eva says, it's not a lot of money, really. Maybe 25K. Well, look, these people are selling their souls on TV for this, plus the brand deals and all the stuff they're expecting to get. They want to be like Olandria and being in every commercial break that we've seen this season, right? That's what they think Trinity is going to be. I don't know. But
we've seen that with...
Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say with Bay and them, like when they get their phones back and they see their IG followers that they were at 17,000, now they're at like 400,000.
Yeah,
they're gonna make money off this.
Oh yeah,
one way or another.
And that they know that that's what this is. This is an investment in their influencer future career, right? So there's that part. And 100,000. Let's see, 100,000. You're right. It's about 25 by the time taxes come out, because split it 50-50. About 25, maybe 30, they get out of it. So, yeah. So Dime Diva says it's 100,000 split, but there is a chance one of the other won't split it. So, okay, somebody's got to explain that. So, drop it in there. We'll get to it later. What happens what's the decision at the end? Did they choose the money or the relationship? Did they choose to split it? What do you mean? When we seen this, where people saying that you don't have to split it, and you can get all the money. How does that work?
Yeah, I don't know. Educate me.
Yeah, and Toya says production has a strict convo with the parents, so they can't reveal too much. Mm. You know what? Because the Turtle Tongue comment. I was wondering about that because the Turtle Tongue comment. Remember, they're like, "Oh, maybe I wasn't supposed to say that." Mm. Did you catch that?
No, but that's from episodes one or two. I mean, can't they mention that? We've all seen that already.
Yeah, well, true. So next family up was Anaya and Carl. And sorry, I still haven't. And y'all can call it out as me hating on Anaya and Carl. I'm not. I really could care less, but I just haven't had a chance to put the picture of them two together. So we'll just flip between the two of them as they go. Would that work better?
Yeah, works.
My finger's getting tired. I'm stopped. All right, so let's go. Anaya's sister and Mama Harvey showed up, and Carl's sister and mom showed up. Carl's sister showed up like she was ready to go stay in the house.
Yeah, Carl's sister's fly. But, I mean, Carl's mom is beautiful. Anaya's mom is beautiful, right? Like, all these hot kids come from hot parents, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You saw everybody like, oh, that's her mom? I thought one of those is her mom. I thought they were both her sister. I did like Anaya's mom when they went off to the separate conversations. One, breathing life into Anaya. Like, girl, this is not you. Who is this person that... Why are you bald on this damn TV? I done raised you better than this, first of all.
Yeah, first you don't cry, especially not over no men. That's what she said.
If the cameras weren't there, she might have snatched up. Like, girl, I done raised you better than this. What are you doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then... I'm like, okay, yeah, that's expected. I like what she did after that, though, the conversation she had about friendship.
Yeah, calling her out, pretty much saying, hey, why are you going soft on Melanie? Mm-hmm. You need to be honest with her. That's not like you. And I was like, thank you, because Anaya was full of crap, Toya, most of this season, talking down all the crap Sincere was doing and telling Melanie, give him a chance. I'm Team Sincere. I'm Team Sincere. Team Sincere.
We all agree. See, even CXL, I'm glad Anaya's mom said something because that's right. They definitely needed to hear.
Yeah.
And as we see later, she actually heard that. It didn't go in one ear, out the other. Right. She actually heard. Right. Kelly brings up what Carl brought up later, which is these two would make beautiful Olympic volleyball athletes. I see it.
See that too.
Anything else from Anaya and Carl's family? I mean, they seem to all get along well.
They did. I thought they all really clicked very well, and their photo booth looked good. And I like how the mom called her out. It's like, why didn't you choose Carl the first time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, trust your gut. You knew he had everything that you wanted, and you still went to KC. So I thought this little reunion was nice.
Now, Dime Divas is out shot. No one addressed the Anaya and KC drama. I'm sure they did, and production went, we've been seeing what's been going on online. We keep seeing this KC and TT in five, so we are not gonna allow this to air, so we're gonna cut that piece out. Because Mama Harvey kind of went to that point where she brought up the whole thing about Carl and why'd you leave that first, right?
So yeah.
So not too surprised. Were you?
No, I didn't think they were gonna bring up the drama. So it's like we've moved on. She's with Carl now. He's happy. Casey's with TT. He's happy. Let's just move on.
And thank you, Top Flight, because I did catch that too. The shade of Nia's mom threw at Casey was noticed. It was slight.
Yeah.
But it was there. Yeah. They were still not. Besides, she did it on social media already too. So we kind of knew. We saw this ahead. We knew she didn't go in there and not say anything. Production just chose not to show it. Tierra and KC, their moms and sisters showed up.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think? And I know you probably had something to say, and the TT haters are going to have something to say about this. And I was like, girl, why would you say that? First thing, then just sit down. Hey, how'd I look on TV?
Because you're curious. You're curious. How I look on TV? I see that family invests in those lace fronts. But
you know what? Hold up. I gotta give you this real quick. Where is it? You recognized and identified the lace fronts.
Yes. Saw that her sister was rocking it hard. I was like, ooh. But this I thought their family connection was good. Again, their family, attractive, beautiful people. And I think that Casey's mom really likes TT just for the fact that TT stood on business for KC, which is what any mom would want. Yep. Right. That they want their son's girlfriend to speak up for him. They love that TT did that. And I think that TT's family is like, man, KC fine as hell. Good job. Still I rise. Still I rise.
Look, you know that this kind of helped people. I understand why they do family day. They kept it real short for a lot of these families because a lot of them were pretty boring, right? But even like Kelly says, all these couples seem more convincing after seeing the families. Casey and TT went up several points for me. So I can see that. Toya, when you talk about the shade, are you talking about the shade of her saying that she stands up for what she believes in? Yes. Because when them girls when the bird gang was coming at Casey, somebody had to stand up for him.
Yeah.
Because what? When the bird gang calls, you gotta hear it. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not doing that. This just happens. You had Bryson and Zach over there cheering in the background doing backflips while the whole thing was going on, watching, the head rolls and the yelling and the clapping and all that crap. So yeah. So I'm sorry, somebody had to stand up for that man. Mm-hmm. Don't allow that. Come on, stop it. Yeah, thank you, Dime Diva. Angry Birds. So anything else from Tierra and Casey's visit?
Nope. Great visit.
Damn, Toya. Just the shade. Jeez, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate everybody hanging out with us, man. Quick shout out to everybody rocking with us. Whether you're here now as part of the live crew, watching this later as part of the replay gang, do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shout. And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut on my left shoulder on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members only live streams for story time with Harold.
And to the replay gang, do us a favor, please hit that hype button. It really does help. And to all our podcast fam, listen on your favorite app. Thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. And if you'd like to support in style, that merch store QR code is right over Terrell's left shoulder. See, look at you. You got it right now.
Yeah. I know my left from my right now.
That's good. It's about time. Just like, the lace fronts.
Yeah. I'm learning.
And the Fulani braids.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at you. I'm learning. Getting educated. A lot of things.
Hey, appreciate you guys. And thank you in advance for your support. Now, let us know you made it this far by doing us a favor. Leave the word family. Because that's what this episode was all about, family, right? Mm-hmm. Leave the word family in the comment section. Let us know that you were there. Now, I kind of tried to fast forward through this one. I'm not sure you did. I know I wasn't the only one because I saw somebody in the live crew say the same thing. Yeah. Kenzie and Dylan, their moms and brothers showed up.
Yeah.
What'd you think of them?
I thought Kenzie and her mom, I'm like, they look so much alike, right? And those families to me look like they could all be related. Like, they just seemed like a family reunion, literally. But I thought it was nice. I think Dylan tried to tell his mom and brother about why he was upset with Kinsey. And, she's talking about life outside the villa. Then she kisses another guy. And I like his mom said, yeah, but she apologized. So let's move on, which is what we've been telling Dylan. Like, let it go. Mm-hmm. If you can.
Or just leave. You don't want to leave. Here's the thing. I'm no Kinsey fan. But I'm not going to keep answering for the same thing over and over again. We already discussed it. Leave that shit behind. Stop. Right. How did Dylan become the woman in this situation? Because, women do not leave an argument when it's done. It comes back up again and again and again and again and again and again. Dylan, don't be the bird.
Yeah.
All right. What'd you think of Kenzie's mom saying Dylan reminds her of Kenzie's dad? I'm wondering which part. Hopefully it's not that part.
Yeah, I saw that, and that's it's interesting that a lot of people look at that as a positive sign.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, it depends on the dad. You know, it depends on what he's like. Everybody looks at that as a positive sign. It's not always positive that the person you're dating is just like your mother or your father. But yeah. Who knows? But if Kinsey's mom thinks it works, more power to her.
I will say this. You know, damn, Mimi. He knew how she was before he explored her. So STFU already.
Yeah, true.
Look, you know you messed up, Dylan. You got Mimi out here cursing.
She was a Christian when she got done watching this episode.
Well, before she started, after. Mm-hmm. You know, when I heard that Kenzie's dad watched every episode, every minute, every second of every episode, I was like, huh? That all of us, first of all, I'm side-eyed him. Like, I don't know. I couldn't. I'm like, nah. It's just watching how this goes, you just don't. But all of a sudden,
I got a text.
Question mark is the way Kenzie kind of put it. All of a sudden, it was her dad. And I will say, this changed a lot for me in the mind. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where a lot of it kind of changed in this episode. Dads went up. Like you had to say, mm-hmm. City boys up. Dad's up in this episode because the message her dad gave her, I thought was a dope message.
And this is why I'm not a dad. I thought it was a dope message too. But if there was a little Teresa that was on a reality show doing the things Kinsey was doing, I don't think I could send a happy video like that. My video would be like, you wait till you get your ass back into the back here to Georgia. We're going to have a sit down.
Dive News says, what was the message? The message was, look, we know you want a relationship like you've seen you with your mom and I, but and you've only seen us together. You haven't seen what we were like before. Like what my dating life was before I met your mom, what her dating life was before me. And I thought, so I thought that there was a great message, but of course, for some reason, I thought that would touch your heart, Terrell. I'm not sure what happened. What's wrong with me? I feel like Melanie in this situation.
I just couldn't imagine just being a dad and watching this stuff every episode and just watching how she's moving. Mm-mm. I'd be like, Sincere's dad, let me talk to you. I didn't plan to come into Fiji, but after watching your ass go through five dudes, I had to come out here and talk to you.
Miss Speed Racer says her dad sounded like, we both wandered, but we got back together. And then he looks up to the side, Melanie, Sincere, there's still hope.
His dad to the video, Team Sincere, Team Sincere.
Antho says, tell you, cold AF, boy. The Philly girl's right there with you, too, though. And Troy versus everybody said they kept telling her, you're doing a good job, Kenz. Good job doing what?
Clam slam, splits.
Yeah. I mean, she is good at doing that. Angry clam slam, all of it.
Yeah, angry clam slam.
Kata and Zach. Kata's mom and sister showed up, and Zach's sister and brother showed up.
Yeah.
Thoughts on these?
Well, I never saw last season, so I guess his brother was a bombshell last season. And so I could see, you know, brother's a good-looking guy. His sister's attractive. So they got some good stock in that family. And then same for Kata. She comes from a beautiful family, too. What I loved about this is Kata's sister. Because her sister is looking at Zach with side eye because she sees what we've all been seeing. Zach's full of crap.
Yes. This is why I was shocked that they didn't allow her the space to even call Zach out on any of this stuff. And it's almost like they went, well, we're only going to allow one couple to get slammed today. But it should have been right here.
Yeah.
Some of this should have.
Yeah.
And it felt like, to your point, Kata's sister had some stuff to say and she just didn't get it out.
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously they didn't get it on camera for us to see, but I think she might have said some things. But Kata's not going to believe it anyway because Kata is a hideaway sprung.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about it, too, because her sister did try to call it out a little bit off the side, but she never did it to Zach's face, and that kind of hurt me. Dime Diva said, love seeing Charlie, which to you and I meant absolutely nothing. What'd you think of Bryce, because we didn't watch last season. But Bryce said Charlie looked angry and Zach had the nice face.
Well, that's because Bryce is smitten with Zach. So it doesn't matter.
Because the women in the live group, tea time, Charlie's handsome. Toya, Charlie's very handsome. Toya did say that they did call out his bad joke. Here's the thing. That's not a fucking joke. I'm sorry. And if that's my sister you playing with like that,
right?
That ain't a joke.
Right.
You don't tell her you love him. Oh, I was just joking. Hey, I'm going to smack the shit out of you. Hey, my bad. I was just joking.
Before we get Agnes Hideaway, if another bombshell comes in.
I'm sorry. To me, that was just a, thank you, Mimi. They're not jokes. And that's the problem. That was just glazing all over it. And I did not like that at all. Yeah. See, I know I'm not the only one who think it. Yeah. And true, Toya. The family was trying to keep it cute. It ain't always the right time to keep it cute. And this is why we love the next family that showed up, because they're the only ones left. And this is what they were waiting for, this. Have them sweating all damn day. Melanie and Sincere. Melanie's mom and sister showed up, and Sincere's dad and brother showed up, right? And this is where the energy got real. Right?
I'm laughing because all I could see was Melanie running out to him, dead ass. I missed you so much, dead ass. That's a crying Melanie. It's just not attractive to me. I'm sorry. But I was waiting for this too. And it's almost like the energy of the mom and sister, like they came in, you can see in sister's face, she was not messing around. Mm-hmm. Right. And the way that she called Sincere out a little bit in person. Yep. The fact that the dad was like, hey, the way you're moving, man, I didn't teach you to do that.
Yes.
You know, what the hell you were thinking. I love this one. This is what we should be seeing out of these family get-togethers.
Okay. But even go back to the beginning when Melanie's sister held no punches immediately, starting off with the beloved comment.
Yeah. Hello, beloved. Loved it.
She said she set the tone right there and then and then did not stop. And she didn't wait till, let's wait till we go. No. She held his feet to the fire from the get-go.
Yeah.
And to your point on Sincere's dad just saying that, I wasn't going to come, but after watching this, no, I had to.
Yeah, I had to come straighten you out. And what's funny to me, did you pick up on this? Sincere's just like, the way that he would, I guess, patronize the people in the villa. Villa's doing the same thing to his dad. No, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Oh, I'm disappointed in myself too. He's all bullshit. He's not being sincere at all.
Okay. I will say this though. When his dad started chastising him,
mm-hmm.
I think you saw a different, this was not the same look that he got from everybody else. You could tell this is the man that raised him, right? As he referred to him, the man that raised him. Right. Mm-hmm. Because I see the comments in here talking about where did Sincere get his looks. Him and his brother do look alike.
Yeah, they do.
Now, he doesn't look like his dad because I don't think that's his biological, but that's the man that raised him. And you can tell by the way he reacted to when his dad talked to him. Yo, he.
You ain't my real daddy.
No, that's not the way he went, though. He balled up into, he became a little kid again. If you watch that, if you go back and watch it, he became a kid again. And that's not, now, if it was somebody who didn't raise him, he would have had that you ain't my daddy kind of vibe.
Vibe.
Like, whatever, man. You can't tell me that. No, he was listening to every word, hanging on to every word, because his dad did what he was supposed to do and tell him, what you did is not is unacceptable. This is not how we were raised. This is not what we do in our house. And I loved it.
Sincere doesn't come across remorseful, though, at all. Like, you would think, as the way he's talking, like, this really hurts him, that he hurt Melanie. No, it doesn't. Because, you know, Melanie's not going to go anywhere. So you're like, oh, Dad, I'm good. I got this. I'm sincere. Look at me. Take my hair out the ponytail. Dad.
Maybe so. But look, I will say this. The one thing the dad could do besides what you wanted to do was pull out the belt. He did say the things he needed to say. I didn't travel 7,000 miles to support that kind of behavior, right? Now, Melanie goes off with her mom and sister. And I thought her sister's plea to her was a real tearjerker, though.
It was, because that was like true feeling. It's not just like, I don't really like him, girl. She's like, Melanie, you're better than this. Mm-hmm. You deserve better than this. Remember where you're from. He's not for you. Like, mm-hmm. she was just very direct and blunt to it. And I loved every bit of it. And I know Melanie's going to listen to her. And she's doing what all the other women in the villa should have been doing to Melanie. You know, episodes 12, 13, 14, and so on. So I loved it.
It's even when Melanie tried to make a joke, her sister did not ease up. I'm like, no, I don't think you understand. This hurts me to see this, to see you like this. That is the realest shit she's heard all season. The stuff that she should have been hearing from the girls in the villa pretending to be her friends.
Yep.
I'm glad her sister came and told her. And then even her mom. Her mom was quiet, a lot of it. But then, and when she spoke, I mean, I'm just like, damn, man. Because when her mom said, never let them steal your essence. I'm like, damn. And why are you going to give him a second chance when there's so many others waiting for their first chance?
Mm. Yeah. She gave away her essence a long time ago, though. So it doesn't, he didn't steal it. She here.
She kept giving it away, man. That's the
point. I don't need this anymore. You hold on to it.
And it ain't a second chance. It's like a fourth chance by now.
Right.
So,
right.
To me, that is how you stand up for your people, right? When and her sister's like, Melanie, he's playing you. She's not even, she's not mincing words. She's straight up. And then his dad saying he's here to correct him.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I brought the board of correction with me.
Yeah. Even his brother was like, yeah, you went too far, man.
Yes.
It's like, I get you want to explore, but you went all in and you shouldn't have. And did you hear what he said? So this is how I know Sincere doesn't give a shit. He said that, well, I was trying to see if there was another glove that fit better than Melanie. And I realized they did it. So he's called people ice cream. Now they're gloves. It's just, he's full of crap. I just think he's full of crap.
I mean, have you ever had a really nice glove?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I've had nice gloves. But, you know, I don't need to, like, compare them all in a week. Different gloves. Each night to figure out which glove I like the best. Once I find a good glove, I'll rock with it. Oh, this fits. Oh, wow. I'm gonna wear this every day. Turn to Michael Jackson with a little glitter on and everything. I'd wear that glove every day until the relationship doesn't work. Then I take the glove off. I throw it away because I never put the glove back on. Once it's done, it's done. No spinning the block on the gloves.
Alethea says, Sincere's dad should have told him to break up with her to let her go. Do you agree?
Yeah. Well, that's what he probably should say, but he's not. He's going to say, if you really want her, you're going to have to work. You know, you got to, you know, commit, da-da-da. But I don't think, I think his dad should have said, you don't deserve someone like her.
He
you should
have
leave
that.
The show. Yeah.
But he did say, hey, don't, he's like, well, I'll do this. He goes, hey, Don't be too cocky about this. This ain't a guarantee. This ain't the track meet where you winning and breaking records and having your personal best. Because he's a hell of an athlete, right? But this is something different. Dime Diva says his dad should have taken Sincere's ass home with him. And
get the car. Suda. Get your ass in the car. Grab him by the ponytail. Get in.
The only problem is Melanie would have been like, no, take me.
No.
Chocolate Soon is listing all the things that Sincere likes. Pies, fish, Epitome. Oh, my God. You know, that night, after, of course, families leave, everybody's there just hanging out. A lot of fluff for a second, right? But I thought this was interesting when you see Zach and Bryce talking. And it feels like they had it was Zach, Bryce, and Kata. And that conversation, you know, the way Zach likes it without Trinity there. It was a great conversation and deep conversation that we've never heard with Zach and Kata and Bryce and Trinity. You never hear this about feelings and upbringings, any in-depth convo. But we heard it when these two are sitting there together.
Well, finally, you know, they have some real conversation. Good for them. And it's not just the Bryce and Zach, you know, flirting with each other type of conversation. So I appreciate that.
Facts. You know, Trinity, Anaya, and Melanie having a convo. And I didn't like at first the way Trinity was trying to hype up Melanie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when she should have been doing, say what Melanie's sister was saying all along, mm-hmm. but now all of a sudden, after the family's here, now y'all want to, oh yeah, you shouldn't have, hold up. Where was all this energy before?
Well, to be fair.
Okay.
Anaya tells Melanie that, hey, so real talk, my mom told me that she was disappointed in me, that I didn't, that I was sugarcoating things to you. So now let me tell you what I really feel. Sincere's not the right one. But Sincere's not the right one. Y'all's relationship is toxic. And, you know, you deserve better. And you'll do yourself a disservice if you stay with him. So Toya, your client, finally did something that I can support and applaud. Finally held her ground and was like, yeah, Sincere's a mess.
Or, in other words...
But in the right way. But at least she admitted it and said that was wrong. And I like how she apologized when she said that I was dismissing Sincere's actions and minimizing your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you were, because you kept saying I'm Team Sincere. Because even Melanie said, all I kept hearing from y'all two is that how you're Team Sincere, and I should give him a chance. And which Melanie, you're a grown woman, act like it. Make your own decisions.
That part too, because it was just a whole lot of this still going on. You know, like Neek Speak says, they fake AF. I've been clocked Trinity T. That girl ain't nobody friend for real.
Yeah, and I'm not a Trinity fan. Yeah. I'm not a Trinity fan at all. I think she fake.
Yeah. Ben said, I mean, I get it. People want to make a Queen Trinity and all this other stuff. But we see this in the sense like, hey, as long as they stay together, we know that they're not going to make it. So they won't win 100,000. It's fine. Top Flight says, I have to remind myself that these are 20-year-olds. But man, is Trinity unlikable? Damn.
Yeah, she is.
Let's be real. A lot of them are. And especially the way they haven't been there for her. They're all... Anaya says she feels like a badass friend. And you're right, because you should, because you were a badass friend. So was Trinity. So everybody, Kata, all of them up there dancing, Team Sincere, all of y'all was sitting there, wanted to call out Casey, but don't call out Sincere.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But all of that is for naught when we see Melanie and Sincere and... Did you at least have hope when this first conversation first started that it was going to go in a different direction?
No, not at all. Because Melanie has shown us what she's going to do. Even her family was telling her. And then Anaya and Trinity finally said, yeah, our bad. He's bad for you. You need to leave him alone.
Right.
I knew this was going to go there, because what does she tell him? Pretty much, you're going to have to put in some work to make this right. But I really want to know what it's like to be with you outside of the villa. And so I want to at least try, even if you're going to make me, what's she say? Even if I'm going to look like a dummy, or she likes to say, boo, boo, the fool. Yes, you're going to look just like that, but you're choosing it now. Oh, and you got to fix it. Not only fix it with me, you got to fix it with my mom. Like some kind of mechanic or some shit.
Well,
she's going to hurt herself.
To be fair, and by the way, shout out to New Jones 480, new regular new channel, YouTube channel member. Thank you. Welcome to the fam. Welcome to the fam. We do appreciate you. Appreciate you. And while we're here, let's just tell everybody, if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. And feel free to become a regular, one of the regulars. Get some of that exclusive content, those emojis. And, of course, story time with Terrell. Find out exactly what's happening with him. Because... the way he's calling out Melanie, we need to make sure we don't have to call him out too, okay? Because, see, there's the thing about this. Melanie says that she's going to give him one more chance so she doesn't have a case of the what ifs.
Okay.
Now, have you ever been in a position where you're like, well, what if? And if you lie, I'm going to call you out.
Me?
No.
When have I been in the what ifs?
I just want to give people something else to think about when you say no, yeah. I haven't.
What if I give them the what ifs? I'm like, no. No.
But okay, so to her point, and as long as she holds to this is the last time, I'm not mad at her for this. Because we know what he's going to do. But let this be the last time you end up crying over this man if this is it, right? Because at the end of the day, if she's going to just keep playing, well, what if she sees him with the next person, like, well, that could have been me. She's going to just keep beating herself up, and that's going to be worse than the hurt she's going to get if he keeps playing in her face again. But this one more time better be it. Because the way she said it, the next time, you will never, if you mess up, do this again, it will never happen. You will never speak to me again. The only problem is we kind of heard this before. But I understand why she did this. I'm not saying she's right for doing it, but I understand why she did it. Can you at least say that?
No, I think she's 100% wrong. She's 100% wrong. Yeah, when people show you who they are, believe them. Yeah. He has shown you multiple times, and you still, your family is telling you, hey, we've been watching. He's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But she's still going to keep going. That's on her.
A. Gordon says, what a bird. What if I look like the biggest fool on international TV? Yeah, I get that. Troy says, Melanie's 22, but exhibiting that disturbing attraction to toxic man behavior that young girls carry through their 20s and their 30s sometimes, too. Sometimes they don't get out of that shit till they're in their 40s. And you know what? You just got them like, yeah, whatever. And you let them. Here's the thing about that. And it's a great point there, Troy. You can't stop it. It's like trying to stop somebody from smoking. You can't.
Right.
That's got to be their choice. It's got to be her choice. And all you got to be is there to... Her sister and her mom did what they were supposed to do. They told her the words that were needed to be said. They did it. His dad and his brother said the words to him that were needed to be said. But I tell you what, you guys let us know, especially Replay Gang, let us know in the comment section what you thought about tonight's episode, and should Melanie actually give Sincere that one more chance? We see the live crew is not playing that. They're like, nah, girl, don't do that. Like, let's not even play that game, even though Little Eva is saying it's different outside the villa. You're right.
No, it's not.
It's different because there are no cameras and there are more options.
Yeah. You're willing to do all this crap on live TV in front of all these cameras. You're going to be a better person?
Yeah.
Outside the camera? No.
Yeah. Fine Wine says, no, she shouldn't. Yeah. Philly Girl 207. No. And BB Girl is given the call of the wild.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Don't forget, we're back here again tomorrow, after tomorrow night's episode, and then the finale on Sunday. So appreciate you guys, man. And do us a favor, if you haven't already, please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Jones.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules, talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's tomato. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.